Is this Mama Said Knock You Out? This is a Rick Rubin production, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was this one of the ones he made out of his dorm room at NYU? I know the first LL Cool J album he made out of his dorm room.
Yeah, it might be.
That's insane.
Was he at the parade today?
Oh, no. We'll talk about the parade in a minute, because the Knicks parade has got some of the better viral videos that I have seen in a while.
The one you sent is so funny.
But by the way,
is that real?
Yes, and it was a director's cut, because apparently it goes on for another minute. But I'll just say, there was this one woman who was sitting like on this thing underneath the streetlight. So she had climbed up and was, you know, above the crowd, sitting on a box that was on a streetlight. And this one kind of bigger woman comes climbing up, and these are both women, and she grabs her and throws her off. And so when the other one woman falls to the ground, she grabs the other one's pants and rips them off. And you see an orange thong, and she has a huge rear end. And instead of getting angry, she's hanging from the pole and starts twerking.
It was the great finishing move. It was like, that was the end
move. This is unbelievable.
She's literally hanging from the pole, like above the crowd, and is like with like a bare ass. And she's like twerking. And then the woman pulls her underwear off, and she still continues twerking.
It was like the Yokozuna end, you know, when he used to sit on people, you know? Like
the bonsai drop.
Is that what it was?
The bonsai drop. It really was just like one of the most amazing, like, listen, they're having a time. They really are. And you know what? As I said, you know, some of these. We'll get to it in a little bit, because there's a couple funny clips that came out of it. But first, I'm very excited because, you know, there is like there's fake smoke and there's real smoke. And right now there's fire when it comes to Giannis coming to the Boston Celtics. And, you know, as everyone knows, Bill Simmons kind of set this all off about a week ago when he said that, you know, I thought they were out, but they're back in. Kevin O'Connor came jumping in. Now you've had reports from people like Gary Washburn that they have heard that there might have even been an offer that was made that didn't involve Jaylen Brown. But this report right here is fresh. This is from today. And Sam Amick from The Athletic and The New York Times, he's been on top of this story as well. And this one, I put a lot of stock into. Let's take a listen.
Give me your official prediction, though. Once training camp opens up, where do you feel like Giannis will be?
Man, I mean, it's so tough. I'll probably be wrong. Just to spice it up a little bit, I'm going to say Boston just because they've got this history of swinging for the big stars, right? And they've missed a lot, too. Now, the thing is, like, right now, the sense is that if the Bucks, this is just me talking, like, if the Bucks said, all right, Jaylen Brown for Giannis straight up, I think the deal is done. I think the Celtics don't think they should be having to put much, if anything else, in there. So the question is... But what tugs at me, and I guess why, Lou, I answered the question that way, is that, like, something is driving the Celtics to be interested, right? And they were interested at the deadline. And that, you know, two things can be true. They can have the utmost respect and love for Jaylen Brown and the player he has become. But I'm one of those kind of actions over words people, and it's like something is keeping the Celtics inspired to remain in this conversation instead of just, you know, heading back to their corner and rocking with their team. And so I feel like maybe they do enough at the last minute to get the deal done. I mean, the safe answer is Miami. That's still what most people think is going to happen.
It's interesting because we talked to writers from Milwaukee who said a straight up trade JB for Giannis would be like, they'd laugh at it.
Yeah,
like
not anymore.
Milwaukee would laugh at an offer like that.
That's what Zamek's saying. He's saying they're asking for JB plus.
They're not going to get that.
Oh, JB plus.
Yeah, he's saying one for one trade.
No, they won't do it.
They won't more, and the Celtics are saying, no, we're not giving you more than just Jaylen.
But to Ted's point, the problem is that, and even he kind of, you know, was talking about that a little bit at the beginning, the Bucks have kind of, they played themselves, they basically let their business be known that Giannis wants out. Like, he doesn't want to be there. So that is a huge hit on any kind of negotiating power that they have. Also, we've heard,
and there's a deadline to get the deal done.
Right. If you want to get that pick in the draft, you got to do it soon. Right. And on top of that, we've seen, or at least heard, what the alleged offer for Miami was, and it ain't great. It's Tyler Hero and some picks.
That's your good point. That's Brad Stevens' trump card. He's like, go ahead. You take Tyler Hero in the 13th pick. I'm offering you JB.
Yeah.
If you think that's better, go ahead. Just die on that hill, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Giannis has a say in where he wants to go? Like,
I think he said, I'm good with either Boston or Miami.
Yeah,
you
I'd
make
be
the
curious,
best deal.
Though. Oh, yeah. I'd be curious. I mean, if he, that's the reports. I'd, I almost feel like he wants to go to Miami. That's what I think he wants to do.
Probably, maybe you might be right, but they are holding out for more than that as well. Otherwise, that deal would have been done a month ago.
Yeah. Do you have the Marcus Morris clip?
Yeah. So Marcus Morris, I think this is interesting because he played with JB and JT. So for him to be on ESPN and pontificating about what he thinks will and should happen, I think is interesting.
Giannis is still an effective top five player in this league. If not top five, top 10. He averaged 27, 9, and 5. Yes, he didn't play a lot of games last year. He's been dealt with injury. But he also had a team where he couldn't really figure out what they wanted to do, right? You had Dame, you had to do the Dame Lillard trade. You had to do a lot of that stuff. I didn't think the coaching staff was amazing. Can we kind of point to that as well? I thought that he didn't have the amount of help that he needed. And if you're talking about a guy that's 6'11", almost 7 foot, that's still moving the same. He doesn't look like he's slowing down. And you can put an eye test, just passing an eye test. He's a great player still in this league. I like Mike Wilbon. I don't think that, you know, that was very accurate. If you're telling me that he goes to a team like Boston Celtics, they don't have a chance to win it. They're not automatically number one next year? Well, if he goes to the Boston Celtics.
Without Jaylen Brown.
Without Jaylen Brown, which I think would be a great trade because I think Jaylen Brown needs his own team. I think it's about time. I love the combination between him and.
Okay, stop it. That right there is the money clip. Like,
I
that's
it.
Like, he needs his own team. And I think that he understands what's going on there. By the way, somebody said, what about the report of Jokic being available? I've never heard
that at all. Heard that. Jeez.
I mean, listen, you want to do that? Then
holy
shut
hell,
up about.
What?
Yeah. Shut up about
Giannis.
I
would make that trade.
The Nuggets would never. Why would you ever get rid of it? But I don't know. Listen, maybe the texter knows what I don't know.
That's usually not the case.
I think that Giannis would be, they would complement each other more than with JT and Giannis. They play off each other better than what JB and JT do.
But do you think Morris knows something? Like, is he in the who's JB's buddy that was the insider who was like he's disgruntled with something deep in the organization?
Oh gosh, who was that?
Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is Marcus Moore? He played with these guys. Jalen needs his own team. I think that is probably him. Some conversations, at least maybe not directly, but indirectly. The JB does indeed want his own team. He's a little frustrated.
Yeah, I wish he would just say it. Damn it, say it, JB. You know you do. You just want to go and have your own team. Mm-hmm. You want to be the guy. Just say it, man. It's because that's what he wants to do. He won't be happy until he is the guy.
I think so, but you know, the fact that Tatum hasn't said anything either, I think that is also revealing. He didn't go on the Twitch. I know when Stephen A. Smith said that. So. You're just trying to put things together at this point.
Tatum's just being smart. Tatum's just like, I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to disappear. I'm on lockdown. He's got a good agent saying, you like all those Doritos ads you do? You like all the, the endorsements you have? Keep your mouth shut. People will love you. Because just think, how much more would people love Jaylen Brown right now if he just wouldn't have said anything at the end of the season? Mm-hmm. If he wouldn't have said the whole,
that's true,
this was my favorite season. Like, there would be more people freaking out about him getting traded. And as I said, it's unfair because people are forgetting how good of a player he is because of it's being tainted by the stuff that he said.
Not really.
If he gets traded.
There's a history of it, and this was just a straw, I think, that just kind of broke the back, I think.
When people are talking about this trade, nobody says Jaylen Brown's no good. I mean, that never comes up. Nobody's saying he's overrated, can't finish. Like, none of that. It's chemistry. It's fit.
That's what it is.
But I also think it's people who are not as upset to see him go. And I think that's because they're just kind of sick. You know, it's almost like having, you know, like a hot girlfriend, but they just bitch all the time. And you're like,
That,
and you forget how hot they are until they're with another guy.
Well,
you
know? Now what about Cedric Maxwell? No, I don't want to play the clip because we're
is he talking about like going to a club where people pee all over the place?
He,
like
he says does not want to trade Jaylen. However, he brings up the 2-year extension, and I think that is very interesting that you have Cornbread saying maybe Jaylen. He didn't say this, but either Jaylen wants that 2-year extension added, and the Celtics won't give it, which is what Chris Mannix told us. Or it's the other way around. They want to sign him to it, and Jaylen doesn't want to commit to 2 more years here. And that could be working behind the scenes as some bit of drama
as well. I
think
it's the former than the latter. I don't think the Celtics are going to extend it. They don't want to extend it, I don't think. My guess is they won't want to offer it.
Because like he's too old at the end of the deal? Like he'll be 33?
Why extend a guy 2 years before you have to? It doesn't happen very often. I mean, it happens sometimes, but I just don't. I think if it was Jason Tatum, they would do it.
A former player, like if you could get 2 more years at $70 million per year, it's time. Like they're probably going to give Tatum that. Why aren't you going to give me that? Wouldn't you be questioning that with your agent on a golf trip to Florida with
maybe
your uncle, Bob Kraft?
Yeah, maybe so. I just don't know how many guys in the NBA get that those extended. That gets those extensions 2 years before they're supposed to. Does it happen a lot?
No, I don't think so. I think Maddox said it doesn't happen a lot, so it's interesting.
So that's what I'm saying.
But for the fact that Cedric Maxwell brought it up leads me to think, again, he's on the know on something.
Well, we've also got a talking head who is ripping on Mr. Jason Tatum a little bit. You give him a little bit of a, hey, maybe you're not the great player that everyone thinks you are, which I think, listen, when I first read what he's about to say, I was like, that's not fair. And then I heard it, and I was like, well, these are pretty fair criticisms, to be quite honest.
And this guy sounds like you. Have anybody ever told you that?
Oh, does he really?
I think so, especially when you get a little raspy.
That's like the lunch lady telling me I'm attractive.
That's
not something that makes me feel
He's a
good.
Big star. It's not a bad thing.
I guess so, sure, yeah. I mean, he's all right. He's a good guy, I guess. I've never met him.
Do you think that's true, Ted, or do you not know who Rich is talking about?
I don't know who he's talking about.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
All right, good. 617-779-7937. And we got to talk about this Knicks parade because there are some shenanigans that are afoot. We'll get to that right after this.